Chapter 24. Over the next 12 hours, chaos continued to reign on Phrobaz as every Gunter in the Oasis scrambled to reach the planet and join the fray. The Sixers had dispersed their grand army across the globe in a bold attempt to blockade all 512 copies of the Zork playing field. But their forces, as vast and well-equipped as they were spread far too thin this time. Only 7 more of their avatars managed to obtain the Jade Key that day. And when the Gunter clans began their coordinated attack on the Sixers' forces, the boobs in blue began to suffer heavy casualties and were forced to pull back. Within a matter of hours, the Sixer High Command decided to deploy a new strategy. It had quickly become obvious that they wouldn't be able to maintain over 500 different blockades or fend off the massive influx of Gunters. So they regrouped all of their forces around 10 adjacent instances of the Zork playing field near the planet's south pole. They installed powerful force shields over each of them and stationed armored battalions outside the shield walls. This scaled-down strategy worked, and the Sixers' forces proved sufficient to hold those 10 locations and prevent any other Gunters from getting inside. And there wasn't much reason for other Gunters to try, since over 500 other instances of Zork now stood wide open and unprotected. Now that the Sixers could operate undisturbed, they basically formed 10 lines of avatars outside each White House and began to run them through the process of obtaining the Jade Key, one after another. Everyone could plainly see what they were doing because the digits beside each IOI employee number on the scoreboard began to increase by 15,000 points. At the same time, hundreds of Gunter scores were increasing as well. Now that the location of the Jade Key was public knowledge, deciphering the quatrain and figuring out how to obtain the key was relatively easy. It was there for the taking to anyone who had already cleared the first gate. As the Battle of Phrobaz drew to a close, the rankings on the scoreboard stood like this. High scores. Number 1, Artemis, 129,000. Number 2, Parzival, 128,000. Number 3, H, 127,000. Number 4, IOI, 655321, 122,000. Number 5, Shoto, 122,000. Number 6, IOI, 643187, 120,000. Number 7, IOI, 621671, 120,000. Number 8, IOI, 678324, 120,000. Number 9, IOI, 637330, 120,000. Number 10, IOI, 699423, 120,000. Even though Shoto had matched Sorrento's score of 122,000 points, Sorrento had achieved that score first, which must be the reason he'd remained in the higher slot. The relatively small point bonuses Artemis, H, Shoto, and I had received for being the first to reach the Copper and Jade Keys were what kept our names in the hallowed High Five slots. Sorrento had now earned one of these bonuses too. Seeing his IOI employee number above Shoto's name made me cringe. Scrolling down, I saw that the scoreboard was now over 5,000 names long, with more being added every hour as new avatars finally managed to defeat a Sararak at Joust and collect their own instance of the Copper Key. No one on the message board seemed to know what had happened to Diato, but the common assumption was that he'd been killed by the Sixers during the first few minutes of the Battle of Phrobaz. Rumors about exactly how he had died were running rampant, but no one had actually been witness to his demise, except for maybe Shoto, and he'd vanished. I'd sent him a few chat requests, but got no reply. Like me, I assumed he was focusing all of his energy on finding the second gate before the Sixers did. I sat in my stronghold, staring at the Jade Key, and reciting the words etched into its spine over and over like a maddening mantra. Continue your quest by taking the test. Continue your quest by taking the test. Continue your quest by taking the test.